say the outtakes?
Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. You can also go to our YouTube station. YouTube station? Did I say that?
YouTube channel.
The radio, but go to the YouTube channel, like and subscribe Kenmore Team and get notified when these are up and posted.
Yeah. And find out what other inflammatory things.
It's
going to
be a show
today
if this is how I'm starting out, John.
It's going to be a show today.
So of course, I always like to ask Mr. John McKay over there. John, we are into holiday week.
Yes, we are.
It is the Thanksgiving show. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So, I got to ask you because this was going around. I'm going to change it a little bit, but mm-hmm. there was a we'll call it a TikTok challenge going around.
Okay.
That if you could only have 5 ingredients for Thanksgiving, what were those 5 ingredients be? But I'm just going to, for the sake of the listeners today, I'm going to make it 3.
Okay.
So you're limited to 3 Thanksgiving ingredients. What do you have?
Turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing. And I'm going to throw gravy in there because that's how I roll.
you're going to lump that together with the mashed potato category?
So the gravy is part of the mashed potatoes. Fight me on this.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I absolutely love that. I'm with you on the turkey. I'm going to substitute in deviled eggs, and then I'm going to go with the green bean casserole. Those are my three that I can survive on.
Yes, absolutely. I can just, I'm like Patrick, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. And before we jump into today's topic, we are going to start off with our crazy celebrity house.
Okay.
Now, this is probably the second time this year, I think only, that we have gone to Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
And the first city. The first one was Cooper Kupp's house. Okay, now the best part in my book about this celebrity story is I'm licensed in Oregon. So I can sell you this house. So
okay.
If you just hear this about this $25 million party palace, mm-hmm. and you just say, gosh, I want Lance to sell me that house, please call.
Okay.
I will drive down there, show it to you, write up the contract. We're going to be good to go. So get this. What's crazy about this is a couple, they bought this estate in 2017 mm-hmm. for $4 million.
Okay.
It's an older Tudor style home, but get this. They then spent $20 million doing a massive remodel, turning it into an absolute party place.
Okay.
So it includes a 2,100 square foot ballroom and an indoor pool,
mm-hmm.
as well as the ballroom can be changed into a basketball court.
Wow.
So get this, the light fixtures retract up into the ceiling when it's turned into a basketball court. And then when they want to have an event and it's a ballroom, mm-hmm. they can lower the fancier light fixture. How cool is that?
That is.
25,000 square foot home, originally designed and built in 1930.
Wow.
It's a 3.3 acre property. It's in the affluent West Hills area of Portland, okay. but it's got beautiful, some of the best views they say in the city, because you can see Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens, and the city skyline.
Wow.
All from this property. But get this. I mean, they say party house. It's got everything. So mm-hmm. it's got the indoor pool with exposed beams and vaulted ceiling over it. Mm-hmm. It's got a billiard room,
ooh.
A home theater, a wine cellar, a tasting room, and an additional bar in case you haven't had enough alcohol from the wine cellar. I mean, this place is absolutely designed to throw just massive banger parties here. So
wow,
you'd only need $25 million and we can make this happen. But it is pretty cool to look through the pictures mm-hmm. and just kind of see. It is a good example where somebody took a very historical home
mm-hmm.
and then did a massive renovation. And they had to, of course, make it flow better, mm-hmm. remove some walls and stuff. But still, at the same time, that's hard to do, to like maintain the character of the house, but yeah. then modernize everything. But I will tell you, you look through some of the pictures, some of the color choices, high-end appliances, big, huge kitchen islands they've done. It is a very, very impressive.
Wow. I was going to say, spending 20, they better recoup their investment.
Well,
they're over there with their fingers crossed going, please, please, please.
Yeah, and it's crazy. When I was doing a little research for the study, I found they are relocating to Florida. I found another, I believe I saw another $8 million Portland listing that couple was relocating to Arizona. Mm-hmm. Is it just the warm weather? Don't comment,
well,
McKay.
Just ask about the guy that started the business in his garage that starts with A, he moved to Florida too, out of Washington.
So it is kind of crazy to see multiple homes in that price point on the market. And it is the listing that came out of Realtor.com did say that they believe it is the most expensive residential home on the market in Portland right now.
Oh, so probably the entire state of Oregon.
So yeah, so when you say recoup an investment like that, this is one of those things where you look at, you know, over improving. And I will just, you know, in light of that story, I will just toss it out there. We've been doing a ton of consults for people that are like, that were waiting to sell till after the election. And then mm-hmm. they want to put their house on the market after the first of the year. Well, one of the things that I always tell people to do is give us a call and say, I'm going to be putting my house on the market. I'm thinking about doing these three or four things. We can swing by and tell you if that's going to be a good investment or not.
Yeah.
I was at a couple's house this week and they're like, well, we want to do trim, paint this one bedroom, and then put in all new carpet. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was looking at the comps and stuff and I got over there and I'm like, yeah, the trim and the paint is perfect. The carpet is a $15,000 expense. And at the price point you're at, we're not going to get that back. Like, we would be better off doing a credit. And yes. So we can prevent some people from making some big mistakes like that if they just make a phone call and say, can you come give me your opinion of what we should be doing?
Avoid a $20 million.
Now, these people, I reckon these people have enough money, they don't care about my opinion.
Okay.
So they just spent the $20 million. But it will be interesting to see what that house ends up selling for. So. Mm.
That's amazing.
Well, John, this is our Thanksgiving show. This is one of my favorite shows of the year. And as I kind of reflect back and think about things, it is a great time of year to be thankful. It is also very helpful to look at and appreciate all of the blessings and great things mm-hmm. that we have in our lives.
Yes.
So with a real estate spin on it, I wanted to go back and put, what are the things I've been thankful for in the real estate industry in 2024? And the first thing that I put down, and this happens a lot when I think about this, is I put number one, I put strong relationships with past clients, family, and friends. Because when the market changes and the overall number of transactions in the market has been trending down the last 2 years, you know, and has been slower because we've been in that interest rate increase mm-hmm. cycle, number of transactions go down. And when a market changes like that, and there's less transactions in the market, I have to tell you, your deep, long-lasting relationships help your business get through that. And it's no secret that, you know, in a market like this, you have to have a combination of hard work, great critical thinking, and then great relationships. And those really carry you through. I can think of five or six clients right off a hand. You know, that were approached by other agents in this market, but because of our longstanding relationships and what they had, they stuck with us through that market. We were able to get mm-hmm. some sales and some deals done through them. And I'm really thankful for that type of repeat business. It makes a big, big difference with what we do. And then I would be absolutely remiss if along the lines of that, but what I wrote down for my number two, along the lines of that, it would be crazy if I didn't say, you know, my immediate family and my real estate family. Like, it's just, you know, both of my kids are off in college. Mm-hmm. They're nearing, I can't even believe I'm saying this, one's completing this year. But I'm very thankful that they've both been thriving in their different areas. They're going out and seeing the world and doing great things. And so I'm super thankful for that. And then when you look at our real estate family, the cool part about what we've been doing is amongst a market that really has not been expanding, mm-hmm. we have been expanding. And so it's awesome to still be growing in that environment, seeing the growth within the company. We've expanded our property management team. Our residential team has expanded. We've had some promotions within the team to different positions. And I am very, very thankful for all of that, that we can still run a thriving, profitable business in a market like we've been in. So that was number two that I had to write down that was big. And we've been very blessed and it's been totally awesome. The third thing that I wrote down that I'm thankful for, and it kind of came along the lines of this expansion, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but I am super thankful for hardworking youth. And when I say youth, because I'm an old guy, right? So when I say youth, though, I'm talking about our 19 to 24-year-olds. Because I tell you what, there's been a couple years where we've had some bad ones. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, up to about 2 years ago, I was thinking, what the heck am I even doing with some of the things that I was seeing in the marketplace generationally? And that's, you know, that's hard to do in that situation. But I got to tell you, we have a crew of under 30-year-olds mm-hmm. that are just absolutely incredible and have really just changed the course of our business. And that I can't tell you how thankful I am that. Number one, I'm thankful to have them around in our lives. They make me more energetic. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's just fun to see. Like, it's given me like rejuvenated faith in the next generations mm-hmm. that are coming out. I mean, these kids are doing, I call them kids and I still will, but they're just doing some awesome stuff. It's fun to see them launch their careers. I really take on their dreams and what they want to do, their dreams and their accomplishments. And I take a big responsibility for that. And I thrive in that environment. It's so fun to see these kids implement some of this advice and start their careers and then have some success. And I mean, I've got some sales guys that are just doing things that are absolutely incredible. And then some staff on the backside that are just, they come up with the most amazing creative solutions to problems. So, mm-hmm. And do they occasionally try to drag me out to Lee's Tahitian when I shouldn't? Yes. Okay. Okay. But so there's that too as well. They're a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We have a good time and I'm very, very thankful for it for sure. The next thing that I wrote down was our radio listeners and our subscribers to our podcast that listen to the show every week. It's not that they just listen to the show. They refer a ton of business to us through their friends and family. And so I feel like they're an extended family, which is just awesome. And so I'm very thankful that, you know, however long it's been now, John, 12 years ago, 12. That you guys said yes to this and we mm-hmm. were able to put this together because it has just grown our family by leaps and bounds. And a lot of that business has come through our door this year. And so it's great to talk to everybody out there. And thank you for all your calls and your inquiries and those that we were able to serve in transactions this year. I'm just very, very thankful for our listeners to this show and this format. The other thing that I wrote down before we go to break to really get into there is the support for our organization. That's the other thing that I'm super thankful for. So it's not just the radio listeners, but it's our past clients. It's service providers that we have in the community that we work with. There's just a lot of support for our organization. Somebody was in our office last week and they came in the office and they said to me, they were a salesperson and they were calling on multiple offices, we'll just say in the same industry. And they came into our office and he just kind of stood there and he looked around And he was quiet for a minute. And I'm like, okay, salespeople aren't normally quiet. What's wrong with this guy? And he looked at me and he kind of looked around a little bit more. And he goes, you guys are really busy. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, well, there's like people in the conference room and I see them signing contracts. And he goes, this has not been my experience in the last couple hours stopping by these other businesses. He goes, you guys are really busy. And so that was a huge compliment. And it was nice. It was nice to hear, but a lot of that's the support that we get from the community and the clients and the people calling. So that's just really, really big on my list. And so thank you everybody for doing that. When we come back from the break, I'm going to shock you about something that I'm thankful for. It'd be wrong to say I'm thankful for commission lawsuits, but maybe I am. So we'll talk about that after the break.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. It's our Thanksgiving episode. It makes me smile every year when we do this. And I've got a lot to be thankful for. When you go back in the year and you start writing those things down and prepping for a show like this, like there's a lot to be thankful for. And my next segment goes along with what I'm thankful for. I am going to talk about inventory. I'm thankful for inventory. And so the pick three today, I'm also thankful that we actually have, like, buyers have choices again, which is funny because one, two, 3 years ago in that market, they didn't have a lot of choices. And so for my pick three today, to demonstrate this, I brought in three fantastic properties, all below 400,000. And that's just, you know, it's like hard to find in that, in that situation. So pick number one, 1203 Williams over in Richland. This is an updated move-in ready central Richland. It's an e-house. There weren't a ton of e-houses, original hardwood floors that are absolutely gorgeous. Like this is my favorite. Like I have a thing about the refinished original hardwood floors. Like when you find them under carpet, like if you're in my business and do that and you roll back that carpet and there's these gorgeous floors underneath and you can refinish them, I absolutely love it. And I will tell you, like from a flipping standpoint, because I flip a number of homes as well, my wife hates it because McKay, they're it's not like if you're picking things to do, it doesn't make your flip the most profitable. Because like some people could do like LVP or you could overlay it with carpet and stuff and you would probably make more money on your flip. But I'm sorry. I'm an old Richland kid. I pull back that carpet. And she knows every time, like she gets mad. She's like, oh, great. You're going to refinish those hardwood floors, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, because they're amazing. So this house has gorgeous refinished hardwood floors. All new interior paint, all new kitchen cabinet paint, new stainless steel appliances, awesome primary, that you didn't often get in some of those central Richland houses. So three bed, two bath up, and then a huge recreation room down below. Also you have I was going to call the shed a certain shed, but you can't. It's just a shed. You have a garden shed outside.
You have an inherited relative shed.
That is incredible. So so you're getting all of this and the yard redone for $365. 1203 Williams Drive by. It's a crowd. Shoot us a message if you want to see it. And then pick number two, I'm taking you over to Pasco. Okay, and this is incredible property. It's a two-bedroom, one bath. And it's on 420 East Washington Street in Pasco. And so you're trying to think now, where would that be at? Okay, this is a property that is right on the river. It is the marina side of East Pasco down from Osprey Point, where they're doing a lot of that development. So I honestly think this lot has more value without the house that's on it. because zoning here could allow potential future development, could be duplexes, fourplex, potential multi housing units on this lot. If you wanted to keep the house and just have a gorgeous view of the river and the water, two bed, one bath home, original hardwood floors that we were just talking about. Don't let Lance in there or he'll be trying to refinish in. Classic farmhouse doors, very, very cute vintage home. And that price is coming in at $349. So it's a good enough price point where you could buy the current house, rent out the current house, remodel if you want to, and then have in your back pocket in the future a development potential. Because where else am I going to find you a lot for under $400,000 that's on the marina?
Yeah.
I mean, drive over to Columbia Point and see what, you know, and see what we're thinking about what can happen in those areas. Mm-hmm. And then look at all the money they're pouring into that part of Pasco. So very, very awesome opportunity with pick two there. Pick number three, I'm going to take you the opposite direction out to Benton City. This is a three bedroom, two bath, 924 square foot home, updated manufactured home on a 3-acre lot, LVP flooring, freshly painted interior, newer roof, easy care vinyl siding, fully fenced yard with raised garden beds. And this house is, it is absolutely, when they say completely redone, new kitchen, new carpet, very, very nice looking property. And you're getting into that for $290,000.
Wow.
Okay. Like I said, 2 years ago, very, very difficult for us to find things in that price point. So that's one of the things I'm very thankful for is inventory. The ability to give options to a buyer without them being desperate or having to make bad decisions that I call like waiving inspections and and having to pay the difference over a home if it doesn't appraise. All of those crazy things that we talked and went through 2 years ago. I'm thankful that buyers have options and have some time to make proper decisions, in my opinion, during that. It's not as lopsided, but still a very, very, what I love about this market, it's healthy for both sides. It's still a very, very healthy market for sellers. And at the same time, not a market that we're just taking advantage of buyers because they're able to because of the market. So it's more balanced. And I'm thankful because we thrive in a market like that. We bring a lot of value to both sides of the table in a market like that. Well, what I'm thankful for, and this is not an accurate statement, but I'm going to put a qualifier on it. I'm thankful the commission lawsuits are over. The reason I say it's not accurate, because there's more out there still kind of bubbling around, like in the industry as a whole. Like, I'm not naive to the fact there's still legal things going on out in the industry. But
yes,
the big ones and the big changes are over and have happened. And prior to, as we started this year, there was a ton of uncertainty. And I got to tell you, from somebody that runs a brokerage, a regional brokerage like my size, there's a lot of fear that comes along with what was happening with those commission lawsuits and how our trade organization and the National Association of Realtors were going to deal with it. And then the potential of unlimited liability until they've come up with a settlement agreement. Well, it's nice to have certainty. And so to sum it up, like, one of the biggest things I'm thankful for moving into next year is certainty that we have in the real estate market. And part of that is we made big changes in Washington State at the first of the year as we changed buyer representation agreements and what that looked like. We made changes again in August when the settlement terms were implemented nationwide. And we had to start having buyers sign agreements before they would see houses. And all of the hoopla that I call it that comes along with that and the fear and anxiety that comes along with that, I am thankful that 90% of that is in the rearview mirror. It has been so nice to operate in the fourth quarter with some familiarity with what the agents are doing and with what we're doing with buyers. And then also to see that it is possible, very, very possible in this new environment. You know, it's a little bit different than what we might have been used to for doing business, but we're still able to get business done and get transactions done. And I believe establish a fair market out there that we're able to work within. So whether we agreed or disagreed with a lot of the changes, and there's some that I was on both sides of that table as we went through this, I'm most thankful for the certainty that we have of now implementing that and starting to be used to those type of things that we're seeing. So it's a tough spot to be in if you're worrying about your entire industry and what will happen. It's a much better spot to see that implemented, have a good feeling about what's happening, and then have a path forward in our industry. So yes. That's a big one. And then I'm just going to sum up the show and my thankfulness this week, because my wife says I am way too dependent upon interest rates. My mood is too dependent upon interest rates, and I watch that market like a hawk. And so, but I will tell you, the overall feeling that I have right now is I am very thankful for interest rates, because when we started the year and as we flowed into first quarter and we saw rates that at one point we saw rates that had an 8 in front of them, right? And so as we went through and started to get a handle on inflation nationally, they've been able to ratchet the rates back a little bit. And for the majority of the year, we've been able to get buyers into that low to mid sixes. And I got to tell you, it might not feel perfect, but people got used to rates that were historically just dumb. Like they just, you know, like it, but people got used to that. And it was a gift, and it takes a while for the market to readjust. But I am very, very thankful to have rates at that low to mid sixes. It normalizes the inventory that's in the market, and it's nice to see them return to that, because I don't think a lot of people knew, because our economy in general has been thriving. I mean, that's part of the inflation, is that the economy was raging. And so as they look to pull back on that, their biggest lever that they're pulling on is interest rates, and housing is probably the most non-innocent bystander, if that makes sense. Like we had our own issues in housing, but when you pull that lever on interest rates, it's coming to my industry like a freight train.
Yeah.
And so we're impacted, you know, disproportionately to what else they're trying to control. And so we just happen to be in that equation. And so when that goes on, like last month, the numbers just came out from NAR that October resale sales were the best year over year. It was the first time they had increased in 3 years. It was the first month we had had a turnaround. And we were actually seeing that in our own brokerage with a higher number of pendings than we normally have this time of year. So I do think that as those rates have come back down and the Fed has lowered those some and the market has, where I believe now we're seeing in the data the trough of the how bad it was. And then hopefully we'll see some of these transaction numbers start to come pending up next year. So I'm thankful for interest rates. So if you're not at 6.5, that's just fine. You're entitled to your own opinion, but I'm going to find thankfulness in it as I'm eating my pumpkin pie.
There you go.
And we're looking forward to seeing friends and family over Thanksgiving. Please go through your list of what you're thankful for in your industry. If anybody has any questions or needs any help, go to kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a message. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep. And we will be right back here with Tryptophan next week.